township is recovering from some turmoil over the last couple of years, I'm sure you're aware of. The board, prior board, had adopted in 2008 a strategic plan for 2009 and 10 that contained some controversial issues that turned out to be controversial, basically. And that was put on hold. The new board took office and started the strategic plan process for 2010 and 11. And basically what the strategic plan is designed to be is a roadmap, basically, of where the township wants to go and what the primary issues are that they want to address over the next several years. The process this time was expanded to try and to gather more public input into the process. The board established three public input sessions at different locations and on different times around the township to try and get as many people involved in the process as possible to avoid some of the controversy that we had in the last section.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the intent is to basically light a fire of interest in the township residents and what's happening in their community. It is their community. The board members were elected to represent them. Several times now, the board has adopted strategic plans with very specific objectives that have turned out to be opposed by a segment of the population and, in fact, stopped by a segment of the population. So they want to avoid that in the future. They want the people to tell them what it is they want the board to pursue.
And it seemed to be that you had a fairly good response to that by having people come out and actually speak their piece.
We did. Actually, we about tripled the number of people who typically had participated in the strategic planning previously. And the board, as you mentioned at the last meeting last Tuesday, did come to a consensus on the five primary goals that they're going to pursue 2010 and 2011 and are going forward. And basically, it is primarily, again, to renew interest of the residents in their government, to reach out and to create some ad hoc committees, if you will, to work on very specific issues and bring information back to the board so the board consider that for direction. You know, the goals in a very brief format, the goals basically that have been adopted have been, again, to continue a replacement plan for the township facilities, to improve and expand our current township park system, which is something the residents have been looking for as additional recreation, to develop active community committees to help define our sense of place, basically. What is it that the residents want the township to look like in 5, 10, 15 years, and how do we get there? And there was the three areas primarily that came out from the residents were roads, which, you know, everybody in the state, everybody in the country basically have a problem with roads. So obviously that's on there. Our issue is we don't own any roads. The County Road Commission owns all of the roads in the township, so we have to work with them.
And that's probably an extra factor that you have to kind of put into discussions, that there are maybe some structural things that you have to be aware of, that maybe, you know, they can't make an assumption that, oh, the township owns this or handles this, that you're working within certain parameters.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, they are roads within the township, but unfortunately the township itself has no authority over those roads, and we have to work with the road commission, and it, you know, depends on their ability to do work in a variety of things. In addition to that, the reestablishment of the beautification committee, if you'll remember, we used to plant flowers in the US 41 corridor. Well, that turned out not to work very well because of work on the US 41. And it's a terrible environment and a variety of things. But how do we make the township look better, you know, better appearance? And then also an events committee, community events to draw the people out and to become active in their community, similar to what the city of Marquette and, you know, the other cities do with festivals and things such as that.
And this is kind of what we wanted to make sure we had a chance to give you a moment to talk to the folks about, is that overall part of that was increasing the communication with township residents. And you definitely want township residents to get involved with these committees. So what do you want people to do and how can they get involved?
Absolutely. You know, one of the other goals was to enhance the communication efforts, you know, and how do you reach people? You know, I mean, you know, how do you actually get to folks? A lot of people don't read the newspapers, they don't watch TV, they don't have computers. How do you get to those folks? So the way we're trying to do that is by creating these committees. Very easy. All folks need to do is either go to our website if they have access to a computer, which is www.marquettetownship.org. There is a listing of all of our committees. There is an application form, very short application form online. They can call the office here at 228-6220 and just say, hey, I'm interested, and we'll put them on a list as openings come up. A letter drop into the office any way you can get in touch with us if you're interested in participating is an acceptable way.
Well, that would seem to make sense. You've got the opportunities there with the website, with the phone numbers, or just stop in. I'm sure there's listings there and an opportunity for folks to see the strategic plan a little more in depth and in detail.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, at the board's meeting, their next meeting on the 15th of June, they will be formally adopting the complete plan. They came to consensus at the last meeting, and the formal adoption will take place on the 15th.
Well, we were speaking with Marquette Township Manager Randy Girard this morning, talking about the strategic plan. And again, Randy, we're just wrapping up with you here by saying that the opportunity is there for folks that if they want to say something about the future of the township, now is the time.
It is, and you know, and the whole idea is to get people involved in the community. I mean, you know, we've had the same issues that others have had with limited turnout for elections and votes and things such as that. We want to get the interest back again. This is their government. This is the residents' government, and you know, they are really the directive of where we go.